Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I really meant I was sorry for ever causing you pain. You showed your appreciation by walking out anyway.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Our websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. So I want to talk about, it's just you and me, by the way. I got one more segment I want to share some ideas with you, just the two of us. I want to talk about what happened yesterday with the State of the Union speech. Did you watch it? Well, there are several things that were distinctive about this speech. By the way, and just so you know, I believe in giving people credit when credit is due, and I believe in pointing out the things that aren't so credit worthy when that's appropriate. So I don't think I'm a sycophant for pointing out that President Trump has accomplished. Has quite a few accomplishments in his term as president. Everything he's done, I haven't been happy with. Everything in his career, I've not been happy with. I've written articles criticizing him in the past for certain things that he's done. So I did that long before he became president. So I'm not naive about President Trump, but I will tell you, one of the things that he's done, and he pointed it out last night in the State of the Union, something that he's done, which is the only thing that Main Street wants from government, basically, the federal government. And that's the, if there's one thing that people who've been around a while will tell you, all they want the government to do is get out of our way. We don't really need you. We don't even really need you to help us. Just get out of our way. Just don't impede us. Don't be a problem. Don't be unfair. Don't be unfair to us and don't impede us. And to a large degree, they've done that. President Trump's administration has done that. Doing what they can to get rid of Obamacare. Obamacare is a scourge on small business. Small businesses hate Obamacare. He's done gone a long way. He's gotten a lot more done than really some of his Republican counterparts have allowed him to. The Congress hasn't done as good a job as he has in helping to alleviate some of the problems with Obamacare. That's one good thing. Regulations. He's gotten regulations way back, cut them way, way back, and basically just fostered an attitude of let's do business, which is the opposite of President Obama's administration. You got to admit, he was not a business-friendly president. I mean, I don't know anybody who could, whether you're a supporter of his or not, he was not a business-friendly president. This president, warts and all, is a business-friendly president, and it shows up in the economy. And so I'm going to say if President Trump's done one thing that is excellent and the result shows it, is he's got the government out of our way. And last night in the State of the Union, I thought it was masterful the way he got his opposition to actually stand up and applaud things that had he worded them another way, they wouldn't have done it, but they got up. I mean, did you see some of the progressives standing up yesterday at the State of the Union shouting USA, USA? What president has ever gotten, Democrat or Republican, got anybody on the opposite side to say things like that? It was pretty cool. But there's one thing he did not do, and I was disappointed in him for this. He could have taken 20 seconds and pointed out that all those jobs that have been created, all those people who've been pulled out of unemployment and or no employment or unemployment or whatever, pulled off of food stamps, he could have pointed out that most of those jobs were created by small businesses. He didn't do that. He missed that opportunity. I was very disappointed in him for that. He could have thrown us a bone. It would have cost him nothing. And it sort of tells you, it comes back to what I've said before, about Washington and Wall Street, how they regard Main Street small businesses. Very low. They have a very low regard for Main Street small businesses. This is the reason why we cannot be naive about this. We have to stand up for ourselves. We have to be prepared to defend ourselves, small business owners. I'm not trying to be revolutionary or conspiratorial. I'm just telling you the oligarchy between Wall Street and Washington is real, and you and I are not invited to that party. And we don't even want to be in that party. We just don't want that. We just want that party not to exist. Because when that party happens, things happen like the tax reform bill, which, you, as you know, I think was very unfair. Amazingly, I mean, blatantly, ball-faced unfair to small business. We should have been given no less with that law. No less of an advantage from a tax reform standpoint than the big companies. How we got anything different from them is beyond my comprehension. That was the most blatant bad call that I've ever seen. So, other than we did get a tax cut. We did get a deduction. We are going to pay less taxes, but it's not the same as the corporate America cuts, and we should have gotten the same. So I'm giving the president high marks for basically getting out of our way and creating an economy that we have right now, helping us. He helped us create that economy, which is what he should have said. And he did that by getting out of our way. But he has not been fair. Remember what I said, get out of our way and be fair. He's gotten out of our way, the government out of our way, but he has not been fair because the tax bill. The new tax bill is not fair. I'm Jim Blassingame. Quick break. 20 after. 29 after. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.